things and the Lord of Lords for 8 hours. In fact, we did almost 9 hours in his presence. Full of power, full of glory, full of grace. Healings, miracles, signs, wonders like never before. Lift your voices and appreciate the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for this favor we have secured in his presence. To him alone be all the glory. In the name of Jesus. We are on the adventure of excellence. Our objective tonight is to understand the adventurous journey of excellence. What it entails to successfully walk the walk of excellence. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and in verse 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and in verse 10. The Bible said, what things whatsoever thine hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. Whatsoever your hands find to do, do it with your might. For there is no work, no device, no knowledge, no wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. Do it with your mind. Tonight, it is important to note that excellence is an adventure, not a destination. We are on the adventure of excellence. Excellence is an adventure, not an achievement. Excellence is a journey, not a destination. The reason why it's an adventure and not an arrival, why excellence is an adventure and not a destination is, what is celebrated today may only be tolerated tomorrow. What we celebrated yesterday, most of them are being tolerated today. It is an adventure because everything that is visible, audible, and tangible is improvable. If it is visible, if it is audible, if it is tangible, it is improvable. So it's an adventure. It's an adventure because a wise man said, the largest room in the universe is the room for improvement. The largest room in the universe is the room for improvement. So, excellence is a journey you are on, not a place you arrive at. Excellence is an adventure of life, not a destination of life. Having said that, what do we do to be on this adventure called excellence? To be on this journey called excellence? Number one, is decision for excellence. Decision for excellence. Excellence is a choice you make, not a gift you have. Excellence is a choice to make, not a gift somebody has. No one excels until he or she decides. No one excels until he or she decides. There is no destination of life without a decision from man. No destination of life without a decision from man. Those who live life to chance have no chance. It takes a choice. To stand out in life is a choice. Like I said the other day, nobody stepped into the university and steps out of the university and attains a first class degree by chance. It's a choice. It was a choice, a determined, decided choice that was made. Nobody becomes an outstanding lawyer, outstanding medical doctor, outstanding minister of the gospel without a deliberate decision. You can never arrive at excellence without your decision, permission, and participation. You can never arrive at excellence or embark on the journey of excellence or be on the adventure of excellence without your decision, your permission, and your participation. It is a choice you make. It's a choice that says, I am going to stand out in life, whatever it takes. It is the choice that says, I am going to take the gifts of God in my life, the graces of God in my life, the talent of God in my life, and the potentials God has put in me, I am going to take them to the highest level possible. The highest level. The highest level. The highest level of the deployment of such potentials is a choice to make. You know, we have different kinds of furniture makers and carpenters. There are those who can make for you benches, and there are those who can make for you a slightly improved table and chair. And there are those who can make for you the type that you can only prize and buy and purchase in 5-star furniture warehouses. It is the same gift of furniture production taken and managed at different levels. At different levels. So it is the decision. The excellence decision is a decision that says, what God has put in me, what I am capable of doing, what I am doing with my life, I have made up my mind to take it to the highest level possible. David took his gift to the highest level until he took him to the palace of King Saul. Daniel took his gift to the highest level until he was 10 times better than the magicians of Egypt. So it is a decision for excellence that begins the adventure of excellence. Number 2 is association with the excellent. Association. The Bible said, he that walketh with the wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Proverbs chapter 13 and verse 20. Association with the excellent. It is clear, true scripture, that company affects quality. Company affects destiny. Company affects quality. The quality of person Daniel was could only have been associated with similar quality of people like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were all 10 times better than their contemporaries in Babylon. Jesus Christ had Peter, James, and John for his company. And at the end of the day, Peter, James, and John excelled above the other apostles, aside Paul the apostle who came in late, according to Acts chapter 4 and in verse 13. The value of your life is determined by the quality of people around you. The value you possess and the value you produce is a function of the value you associate with. There is a quality of people in your life that just upgrades your quality. They upgrade the way you think, the way you look at things, and the way you present things. It just changes your life. That is why we said you are not doing anything about your destiny until you are doing something about your company. It is not possible to walk in excellence if you are surrounded with mediocrity. A wise man said, Take a look at the seven most important people in your life. The seven most important people that surrounds your life, that speaks to your life, that talks to you. Just take a look at them. You are face to face with your future, with your future. No matter how hard you try, your network affects your net worth. Your network of people affects your net worth. It affects your worth. So, on the adventure of excellence, we have decision for excellence. We have association with the excellent. Number three is attention to details. We have said it over and over again. We have said this particular one over and over in the course of this discussion on excellence. Attention to details. We saw Genesis chapter 40 from verse 1 to verse 5, how it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their lord, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers, and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard, into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them, and he served them. And they continued a season in ward. And they dreamed a dream, both of them, each man his dream, in one night. Each man according to the interpretation of his dream. The butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound in the prison. And Joseph came in the morning and looked upon them. And behold, they were sad. And he asked. Now, that was where attention to details came. Everybody saw the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt sad. But it didn't mean anything to anybody until someone who had the capacity to pay attention to details, including attention to human feelings, including attention to the emotion of others, someone who had that capacity was available. And that attention to details gave Joseph distinction in Egypt. So many people in this world today pay attention to nothing. And like we said, if attention to detail are ignored, this was how I said it, progress is detained where attention to details are ignored. When you ignore attention to details, progress in life is detained. Joseph could have remained in prison far beyond the time he came out, if he didn't pay attention to details. Because by interpreting the dreams and of the butler and the baker, his detention season was over in the prison. Because he interpreted their dreams and they spoke to Pharaoh about him. And Pharaoh sent for him, and that was the end of his detention in the prison. Progress in life is detained when attention to details is ignored. Very important. It's a major part of excellence. Other people are passing, but you place your hand on the table and you saw that there was dust on that table. And you couldn't leave it like that. Everybody is seeing, but you saw that there was cobweb on the wall. And you decided to remove the cobweb. Everybody walked and passed, but you saw that piece of paper on the ground. And you know that it's not where it should be. It should be in the trash can. In the garbage can. You picked it from the ground. It makes a world of difference to your life and your destiny. It may appear like you are just doing extra things originally, but eventually it will make a world of difference. We say, little hinges swing big doors. Minor things, minor details are the precursor for major differences. Do you understand that? The difference between the ordinary and the extraordinary is the extra. Ordinary people do ordinary things. Extraordinary people do extra things. Ordinary people do normal things. Extraordinary people do extra things. They go beyond. They go beyond. They go the extra mile. They pay attention to details. That was what happened in the camp of Israel in front of the Philistines. When David arrived and said, "Who is this uncircumcised Philistine?" Everybody saw that it was a normal thing. It was very normal to them. The man was speaking, it was normal, but not to this guy. It was, "Who is this one that should defy the armies of my God?" Attention to details. It's the number two force or pillar in the adventure of excellence. Number four is intolerance of mediocrity. Intolerance of mediocrity. You refuse to tolerate mediocrity. To live an excellent life or to excel in life, you must be intolerant of mediocrity. You must be impatient with mediocrity. You must be allergic to average existence. You must be averse to substandard operations. You must refuse to manage anything that is not the best. You refuse to manage it. You refuse to manage it. You refuse the language of "this is good enough." You refuse that language. That if it is not the very, very best, it is never good enough for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If it is not the very best, you refuse that language. In Daniel chapter 1 and in verse 8, the Bible said, "And Daniel," but Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. He proposed in his heart. Hallelujah. He proposed in his heart. And that purpose of heart distinguished him. Are you patient with mediocrity? Maybe you don't want people to be angry with you, or maybe you don't want people to think your own is too much, or you don't want people to think that you are taking things too far. You see, conformity is the enemy of destiny. When you allow people to conform you to themselves, to conform you to their standard, and to compel you to agree that what is not right is right, then you have limited your destiny. The Bible said, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of the living God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." Conformity is the enemy of destiny, and conformity is the enemy of originality. It is better, I have said all the time, it is better to walk alone than to walk with the wrong crowd. It is better to take a stand. Even if you have to stand alone, it's better to take a stand. I mean, if everybody sees mediocrity as normal, they walk, come to the office anytime they want. They are gisting and making noise in the office when they should be working. They are doing this and doing that, and you made up your mind that is not the way to go. They may look at you, somehow mock at you, conspire against you, try to think you are the odd one, they are the better people. You know, the time comes when those doing wrong are doing it so boldly, and those doing the right thing are doing it so timidly, that the wrong appears to be the right, and the right appears to be the wrong. But that devil is a liar. Stand and do the right thing boldly, and then outbolding those who are doing the wrong thing. But don't forget what I've just said. It's better to walk alone than to walk with the wrong crowd. It is important to take a stand, even if you have to stand alone. Conformity is the enemy of destiny. Conformity is the enemy of quality. Conformity is the enemy of dignity. It's a limitation of destiny. Must be intolerant. It doesn't matter who is patient with average. You refuse to be patient. There may be people you respect. I've been to offices before where people I love, respect, and value are busy blowing vernacular with their tribal people. That's one of the worst things anybody can do in a secular setting. Where people are there, people of other tribes, other languages, they are there. You are speaking across their head to your tribe. All of a sudden, I say, what? I thought this person was educated. I thought this person was civilized. I thought this person understands how to behave. Yes, you can speak your language, but speak it in your house. Speak the one everybody can understand, where everybody is gathered. And if you are alone with your tribal man, you can speak to him. You see, so it doesn't matter who is behaving substandard. It may be someone you love or someone you respect, you had valued. But you see him behaving. He's eating corn. He throws it out of the car. And you are inside the same car with him. He finished a wrap of a biscuit or whatever it is. He opened one down the glass. Throw it out. Throw it out for who to pick it from the road. What a barbaric behavior. Highly uncivilized behavior. There are at times you've come across people like that who behave in very, very low ways. Refuse to conform. You may not correct or challenge people like that, so it doesn't look personal. And if it's someone you can correct, you can. But if it is not someone you can correct, you hate the behavior and make up your mind to do the right thing. Make up your mind to do the right thing. Intolerance of mediocrity. You must have zero tolerance for mediocrity on the journey of excellence. Intolerant of mediocrity. You must be allergic to average. You must average existence. You must be averse to substandard oppression. And then you must come to the point where you refuse to manage anything that is not optimal. I prophesy to somebody here this night. I declare a change is coming your way. God is placing his seal of excellence upon your life. His seal of excellence upon your life. And changing your life story. And bringing you to a point where those who knew you before will begin to value and respect you because of your excellence delivery. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. In Jesus' precious name. That was number 4 on the forces or the keys we employ in our adventure of excellence. Number 5 is continuity of improvement. So first of all, there must be the decision for excellence. And then second, association with the excellent. And then number 4, attention to details. Number 4, intolerance of mediocrity. Number 5, continuity of improvement. The path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. We have just said that excellence is not a destination. It is an adventure. So there is the continuity of improvement. You continue to improve on the things you do. And that is a major secret of excellence. At the introduction we said that everything that is visible and everything that is audible, everything that is tangible, is improvable. Anything you can see can be improved. Anything you can hear can be improved. Vision can be improved. Sound can be improved. Anything you can touch can be improved. So you continue to improve them. You see, we said also at the beginning that the largest room in the universe is the room for improvement. So you continue to improve on these things. You continue to improve on this thing. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Lift your right hand and say, in the name of Jesus, I shall continue to improve on the things in my life. Say the loudest, amen. The largest room is the room to improve. If you will not update, you become outdated. If you are not updated, you soon become outdated. If you are not updated, you soon become antiquated. If you are not updated, you soon become outmoded. Outdated, antiquated, outmoded. If you are not updated. Do you understand what I'm talking about? We give this example all the time. You see, an ancient house that was built 40 years ago, it was the outstanding shining house then. But today, if you look at it now, maybe there are more fanciful designs now. What was celebrated then can only be a monument today. But there are other celebrated structures now. You see, you remember in those days, the 504 of those days, the 404 of those days, You remember those vehicles with the big nose, and remember the lorry of those days that they used to wind with the hand and all those kind of things. Today, those are not things that are celebrated today now, except for antiquity purposes for some of them. But if you want this journey of excellence, this adventure to be exciting, thrilling and fulfilling, there must be continuous improvement. Continuous improvement is a function of number 6, which is called value for knowledge. Value for knowledge. Knowledge, that is number 6 now on this journey. So continuity of improvement and then value for knowledge. Value for knowledge. Value for knowledge. Knowledge brings new edge. The Bible said, arise, shine, for your light is come. So light makes people shine. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1. And light equals information. Light is revelation. Light is knowledge. Light is understanding. See? So knowledge, information, they bring distinction. To be lighted is to be uplifted. It brings distinction. People are deformed when they are not informed. People get malformed when they are not adequately informed. You know what they call genetic malformation? Where a child was born with the hand of some fingers missing, or with a cleft palate, the nose is open like that, or some valves in the heart are not functioning. It is a deformation, a disinformation of the genetic code. Some informations are missing on the genetic codon. The information that should have formed that finger was missing, so the child was born with a missing finger. The information on the gene that should have formed the bridge of the nose and all that was missing there. And so the child was born with a missing bridge of the nose. You see, that information responsible for the formation of the ear was missing. So he was born with one ear and the other one is missing. So it is when people are not correctly, adequately informed that they get malformed or deformed. You see, That's congenital malformation, and that's malformation everywhere. If your life is not going to be deformed, if your assignment and what to do is not going to be deformed or malformed, you must be informed. You must be informed. So you continue on the knowledge journey. The knowledge journey. You keep on learning. You keep on learning. You keep on understanding. And as you continue to learn, as you continue to understand, then the adventure of excellence become exciting. So, what do you do on this adventure of excellence? Number one, the decision for excellence. Number two, association with the excellent. Number three, attention to details. Number four, intolerance of mediocrity. Number five, continuity of improvement. Number six, value for knowledge. And number seven, diligence of labor. Diligence of labor. Excellence answers to diligence. It is the diligent laborer that experiences excellent delivery in life. The diligent laborer. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 10 said, so whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with your might. That is diligence. Hard work is the doorway to high flight in life. Hard work. No one forces his way up without work. No one flies high who does not work hard. You see, when the person comes out with a first class degree, work went in. While other students were partying and going to social club meetings and all those kind of things, social and so on, he was buried in work. You see, when you see a first class athlete, that person work. I heard of Wilma Rudolph, who worked herself for almost 16 to 20 hours every day for 4 years before she appeared for the first Olympic and then the second one, where she won the first woman in history to win 3 gold medals in an Olympic competition. 100 meters dash, 200 meters, and then as the anchor woman for 100 by 400 meters relay race. She won it as the anchor woman. She pushed herself. You see, you do not You do not reach your potentials until you stretch yourself. There is no reach without a stretch. Nothing excels until somebody is diligent. You make up your mind to walk, to walk, to walk. No free lunch in life. You are going to work hard. You are going to work on structures. You are going to work on organization. You are going to work on order so that it can come out well. I believe it's a new day for someone on this adventure of excellence. And I believe the devil will never have his way in your life. I believe the plan and the purpose of God for your life in this season shall be fulfilled. Stand up on your feet. Give the Lord the praise. Worship him. Honor him and adore him. And begin to appreciate him for this word that has come upon you today. Word, intense word, exciting word, life-changing word, destiny-molding word that has come your way today. Go ahead and honor him. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and worship him. Go ahead and magnify him. He is the King of kings and the Lord of lords and the I am that I am. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Blessed be your name in the name of Jesus. Lift up your hands and ask the Lord tonight to give you a baptism of the Spirit of excellence. Father, a baptism for the drive for excellence. A baptism for the grace for excellence. Help me, Lord, to give it everything it takes until I excel in the land of the living. Open your mouth and speak to God. Help me, Lord, to give it everything it takes. Everything it takes in the journey of excellence. All it takes in the journey of excellence until I excel. Give me help, Lord. Help from above. Mercy from above. Grace from above. On this journey of excellence. Thank you and thank you and thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus. The first pathway to excellence is a life surrendered to God. You want to make your ways right with Jesus? You want today to mark a new day? You place your right hand on your chest. Wherever you are watching right over the satellite, the airwaves and the internet, or here in person, and you want to make your ways right with Jesus, you place your right hand on your chest and pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, I receive it. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. I am sure you meant that prayer, and I know your life will never remain the same. You'll carry your Bibles and carry your bags and rush to the frontier as fast as you can while the music ministration is on, and we shall get you established in the Lord. Quickly pick your Bibles and pick your bags and rush here to the front. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ.
You prayed the prayer. You need to surrender your life to Christ. Please pick up your Bibles, your bag, and all you came to church with, and step forward. God bless you. Come quickly, come quickly from wherever you are. God bless you.
I've been born of the water, spirit and the blood. Thank God I'm born again. Born of the water, spirit and the blood. Thank God I'm born again. I am born of the water. Thank God. Oh, I'm born of the water.
Come quickly, come quickly.
I've got my mind.
You need to be born again. You need to surrender to Christ. Come quickly. God bless you.
Because I want to see my Jesus someday. I've got my mind. Oh, and I would. Because I want to see my Jesus. Goodbye, goodbye world.
If you are coming, come quickly, still waiting for you. Come, come from wherever you are. God bless you. God bless you.
I've made up my mind to go that way. Goodbye, goodbye, world. Hallelujah.
stay no longer with you.
Oh, goodbye pressure. Oh, I
stay no longer with you.
I made up my mind to go God's way
the rest of my life.
Made up my mind
to go God's way the rest of my life. God bless you. Those of you in front, place your right hand on your chest and say, Jesus, thank you for forgiving me of my sins. Today I surrender my life totally to you. From today I go forward with you forever and backward never. Thank you, Lord, for hearing me. In Jesus' name I've prayed, and everyone will say aloud, Amen.